Good morning. As I was introduced, my name is Takahashi. I believe you have already downloaded the materials for this first quarter performance briefing. I will be explaining to you according to this material. Sales for this quarter was 99.4 billion yen, and operating income was 200 million yen. We have posted 2.9 billion yen as net loss for the first quarter. Due to the global economic slowdown, as well as the impact of the appreciation of the yen, sales and operating income declined year-on-year. The impact of the exchange rates amounted to 8 billion yen to the previous year. When we discount that impact, actual sales fell by 12.9% year-on-year, or 15.9 billion yen. As for the operating income, it declined by 5.4 billion yen. Because of the group-wide cost reduction efforts, we have been able to add approximately 5 billion yen to the operating income. However, because of the decreased sales and unfavorable exchange rate impact of 3.8 billion yen, adding to investment losses on retirement benefit obligations amounting 900 million yen, we have posted large-scale decline in operating income overall. When we compare these figures to the previous projections made at the time of settlement of fiscal year ending March 2009 accounts, musical instruments as well as lifestyle-related products didn't meet its goals. Because of this, the overall sales declined. Because the cost reduction measures went further than planned, it contributed to improving the operating income by 900 million yen. You can see the sales results for each segment on this slide. All of the segments declined year-on-year. Compared with the previous projections, musical instruments as well as lifestyle-related products saw a decline. As for the operating income, musical instruments posted 1.8 billion yen. However, the other segments recorded operating losses. The musical instruments saw declined sales year-on-year and was negatively impacted from the exchange rates by 3 billion yen. That led to the total decline of the operating income by 4.4 billion yen. Compared to the previous projections, since the musical instruments and lifestyle-related products saw sales decrease, the operating income also declined. Segments excluding these two segments saw shrinkage of operating losses. Let me talk about the outlook for the coming months. In terms of the business environment after second quarter, we believe that the global recession would continue. However, the severity of the situation varies region by region. In the United States, we believe we have come out of the worst. As for Europe, though deceleration in Central and Eastern European economies is strongly felt, German market, which is large in scale, is steadily growing. This makes European situation a bit patchy. China and emerging markets are showing trends of recovery, and we are expecting that growth would pick up towards the end of this year. In regards to the environment surrounding B2B business, such as parts business, the inventory adjustment at finished goods manufacturers have almost been completed by the end of the first quarter. We are starting to see a more promising sign. The company believes that strong yen will continue. Under such circumstances, we will be making utmost efforts to enhance our sales activities aimed at end-of-the-year high demand, especially in our mainstay musical instruments and audio products. At the same time, the company will continue measures to reduce expenses and cut costs. In addition to that, as we have announced on Friday, we will conduct initiatives to temporarily suspend all operations at domestic factories to reduce inventories. More specifically speaking, we will shut down production once every month from September to March. For piano, we will shut down 3 days longer, and for wind instruments, 4 days longer, which would make the shutdown 10 days and 11 days, respectively. This temporary suspension of operation would allow us to reduce inventories. Because of the uncertainty of the economic condition, we will refrain from making revisions from the previous projections. This slide shows the forecast for full-year performance. Sales is expected to be 439 billion yen, operating income 6 billion yen. Ordinary income is expected to be 3 billion yen, while net income is expected to be zero. As for the exchange rate, we are expecting that it would normalize to the level of 95 yen to the dollar and 120 yen to the euro from the second quarter. However, because the first quarter results were better than what we had expected, and that has been reflected on the left figures of 96 yen to the dollar and 121 yen to the euro. Let's look at the results segment by segment, and I will start out with musical instruments. This segment posted decline in both sales and operating income, both year-on-year and against previous projections. Discounting the impact of exchange rates, actual sales declined by 8%, or 6.5 billion yen, including the 1.2 billion yen sales from the newly consolidated subsidiary. It was 8.7%, or 6.3 billion yen below the previous projections. Operating income declined year-on-year due to factors including falling sales, unfavorable exchange rates, as well as investment losses on retirement benefit obligations. In comparison to the previous projections, because of the decline in sales, the operating income target was not met. As for the inventory as of the end of June, it is excessive mainly in wind instruments, PAs, and digital musical instruments. In looking at the full year, we aim to ensure that the new products such as portable keyboards would be launched to meet the key year-end peak of demand, and we will focus on expanding sales in China as well as in emerging markets where we can expect high growth. In addition to that, we will enhance expense control and optimization of inventory level initiatives in order to improve profitability. It is not written on the slide, but we will also conduct smooth withdrawal of production at piano factories in Taiwan and the UK, the two factories in which we have already announced the shutdown of. This slide shows the sales by region in the first quarter, as well as the full year forecast. The red figures you see in the parentheses are growth rate of the local currency basis. As you see, in the first quarter, the actual sales declined everywhere except China. However, in the full year projections, you see that the company is planning to have increase in the sales. The reason behind this, first of all, is of course the expansion of sales after the launch of new products expected later in the year. However, the big factor is that the sales declined rapidly after the second quarter last year. Due to this, the sales will grow greatly on a year-on-year basis. If we compare the figures to the 2 years ago figures, it would be slightly below that. This slide shows situations by region. In Japan, because of the drop in consumer spending, upright pianos, digital pianos, as well as wind instrument sales are sluggish. The company aims to boost sales through new product launches and stronger sales promotion looking ahead to the end of the year. In North America, there is a sign of recovery. However, the high-end products, as well as commercial audio equipment, are posting lackluster sales, and the company will aim to achieve higher sales by launching new products and expanding sales channels for keyboard instruments. In Europe, the company is struggling, especially in Eastern Europe, Italy, as well as Spain, after being struck by the deceleration in the economy. Towards the end of the year, the company will aim to recover lost ground through price policies, as well as offering flexible terms of sale. In China, despite the sluggishness in April, sales have been steady from May, especially in piano. However, Hong Kong remains to be hovering around at 70% to the level of the previous year. In China, piano will continue to be our key product for the enhancement of our sales. In Asia-Pacific region, Taiwan as well as Middle East is struggling. However, Brazil, Indonesia, as well as Australia are growing comfortably. The market overall is on the path of recovery, and we are expecting growth from this region. This slide shows sales by product category in a similar manner. The situation is more or less the same. In the first quarter, there was a decline in actual sales. However, in the full year projections, it is expected that there would be an increase, except for electrones. The reason behind this is also the fact that the previous year had seen a large drop in the latter half of the year. This chart shows situation by product category. In Japan, We will invigorate the piano products through various initiatives, including launching of the new cheaper edition of Silent Piano. In China, the company hopes to maintain its growth through launching the new piano made in China, which is in the price range of 17,000 to 18,000 yuan. By entering this cost-competitive market, the company aims to maintain its growth level. In the digital musical instruments, the company would keep an eye on the price trends of competitors. In certain models, we will take price countermeasures to increase the sales volume. In addition, the company will launch new products to make recovery in this product category. As for the wind instruments, the high-end product sales are going down, putting us in a difficult position. However, models jointly developed with artists will be gradually released going forward, and utilizing this as a leverage, the company aims to be more active in this product category. The next category is guitars and drums. In acoustic guitars, the company aims to expand its sales channels so that we can increase our market share. As for the professional audio equipment, which tends to be more impacted by the deceleration of the economy, the company will be taking such initiatives as upgrading the versions of integrated software, as well as to focus more on digital mixers. Through this initiative, the company aims to expand sales. In terms of the PA equipment for musical instruments, the company will be reviewing terms of sale in order to expand sales. AV and IT segment. In the first quarter, sales went down year on year. However, due to cost-cut measures such as reduction in expenses and cost of manufacture, the operating income went slightly up. In addition, the operating losses were halved compared to the previous projections. In the audio products, front surround system, YRS-1000, which is a TV rack incorporated product, was quite well received in Japan, recording sales growth. However, this segment did receive negative impact of deceleration in the economy in North America and struggled. However, in the overall European and American markets, there is a sign of recovery in the audiovisual market. In our product lineup, there would be launches of new products which had been delayed towards the end of the year. Because of this, the company has high expectations for the end-of-year sales period. In addition, in our factories, we are continuously conducting initiatives to internalize what used to be outsourced. Through this initiative, the company hopes to further reduce the cost of manufacture. Electronic devices. In the first quarter, sales of semiconductors for digital amplifiers as well as for amusement increased. However, lower sales were posted for shifter software in the overseas markets, as well as decrease in unit sales for mobile phones in the domestic market. LSI for sound generators for mobile phones continued to decline, and overall sales decreased year on year. However, in terms of profit and losses, because of the initiatives taken last year for the impairment of assets for the production facilities, the company reduced depreciation expenses by 1.7 billion yen. This contributed greatly to reduce the operating losses. In comparison to the previous projections, the results was increase in both sales and operating income. As for the full-year overview, the company would work to increase sales through launch of new digital amplifiers and codec products. In addition, we would work to boost profitability by reducing fixed costs. Lifestyle-related products. This segment faced a very severe environment. The new housing starts have gone down by about 20% year-on-year. Against that backdrop, the competition became fiercer, and trend for a lower price went even further. Because of this, both system kitchen and bath, which are mainstay products, saw decline in double digits year-on-year. On the other hand, in the operating income, the company has made efforts in reducing the cost of manufacture and expenses in order to bring down the break-even point. We are bearing some fruits from this initiative. In leveraging our reform business, we are actively looking into various opportunities in the sales channels for interior building materials and water-related housing equipment. Reform ratio year-on-year went slightly up by 2 points. The company believes that the effect of tax incentive scheme for housing loans would start showing towards the end of the year. Because of this, the company aims to strengthen our reform business in addition to cost reduction measures such as thoroughly reducing the expenses to improve our profitability so we can become profitable for the full year. Other segment. In the first quarter, the sales declined dramatically year on year. The main reason for the drop is the fact that the sales drastically declined in automobile interior wood components and magnesium molded parts. Because of the decline in sales, operating income went down as well. However, compared to the previous projections, it was increased both in sales and operating income. Automobile interior wood components and magnesium molded parts have hit the bottom due to the progress in inventory adjustments made by finished product manufacturers. Because of this, we are expecting that the production to increase after the second quarter. In automobile interior wood components, we will focus on bringing down the break-even point. In the magnesium molded parts, the company expects the production to increase until the withdrawal of its production at the end of March next year. In this area, we will try to make the withdrawal process as smooth as possible so that we wouldn't cause any trouble to our customers. In the recreation business, because of the deterioration in the economy and the negative impact of the swine flu, attracting customers is becoming more difficult. However, there are positive effects from the impairment of fixed assets accounting measure that we have taken last year, and the company aims to be in the black for the full year. Inventories. As of the end of June, the company has seen a decrease of 1.7 billion yen worth of actual inventories, discounting the impact of the exchange rates compared to the previous projections. However, compared to the end of June last year, the inventory level is quite high, especially in the musical instruments. The company will aim to adjust the inventory level so that it would be at an appropriate level towards the end of the fiscal year. As I've mentioned earlier, in tackling the issue of change in sales volume in the future, the company will conduct various measures including temporary suspension of operations at all factories to realize appropriate inventory level so that we won't lag behind in inventory adjustments. Compared with the end of June last year, the cash and deposits have decreased because of the share buybacks, payment of dividends, and corporate taxes. In addition, the fixed and net assets have also come down due to drop in stock prices, which brought down the fair value of the marketable securities. However, compared to the end of